Microchannel vs. tube and fin coils. The differences between microchannel MCHX and traditional tube and fin coils: construction, refrigerant charge, cleaning, repairability, and corrosion behavior. So you know what you're working on and how to service it. From the Launch My HVAC knowledge base. What it is. Two coil constructions dominate the field. Tube and fin is the classic, copper or aluminum refrigerant tubes threaded through stacked aluminum fins, the design that's been on equipment for decades. Microchannel MCHX is the newer all-aluminum design, flat tubes with many tiny parallel passages, brazed to aluminum fins, the same basic idea as an automotive radiator. You'll find microchannel on a lot of modern condensers, because it's lighter, holds less refrigerant, and rejects heat efficiently for its size. Knowing which you're working on changes how you clean it, how you handle charge, and whether you can repair a leak in the field. How it works. In tube and fin, refrigerant flows through round copper tubes, heat passes from the refrigerant, through the tube wall, into the fins and out to the air. There's a fair amount of internal volume, so these coils hold more refrigerant. In microchannel, refrigerant flows through a flat extruded tube split into many small channels. All that surface area packed into a thin slab gives strong heat transfer with very little internal volume, so the coil holds noticeably less refrigerant for the same capacity. The whole assembly is aluminum brazed to aluminum, which is great for weight and corrosion resistance in many environments but makes field repair hard. In the field, identifying them. Tube and fin shows round tube ends, return bends, and a thicker coil slab. Microchannel looks like a flat, slab-sided car radiator with horizontal flat tubes and a header/manifold down each side. All aluminum. No visible copper. Charge sensitivity. Because microchannel holds less refrigerant, the system is more sensitive to small charge errors. A few ounces is a bigger percentage of the total. Charge precisely way and when you can, and respect that overcharge/undercharge shows up faster on a low-volume system. Cleaning. Microchannel fins and the thin tube walls are delicate. Use gentle water pressure and a cleaner approved for aluminum microchannel. Harsh acidic or alkaline cleaners and high pressure will damage it. Tube and fin tolerates a wider range of cleaners, but still hates a pressure washer folded fins. For both, rinse against the airflow. Repair. A leaking tube and fin copper coil can often be repaired by brazing the leak. Microchannel is aluminum and effectively not field repairable in most cases. The practical answer to a leaking MCHX coil is replacement of the coil. Don't burn a day trying to braze aluminum microchannel in the field. Normal values and targets. Refrigerant charge. Microchannel systems hold less total charge. Small errors matter more. Weigh in accuracy and precise subcooling/superheat targets are more important, not less. Heat transfer. Microchannel gives comparable or better capacity in a smaller, lighter package, which is why OEM adopted it. Corrosion. All aluminum microchannel avoids the galvanic copper-aluminum couple that drives some tube and fin corrosion, but microchannel can suffer in specific corrosive environments, coastal salt, certain pollutants. Coated coils exist for harsh locations. Common faults and what they mean. Microchannel coil leaking. Common failure is a leak in the slab. Field brazing aluminum microchannel is impractical. So plan on coil replacement. Confirm the leak with electronic detector and /or bubbles before condemning. Tube and fin corrosion, white rust/fin loss. Galvanic corrosion between copper tubes and aluminum fins, accelerated in coastal or polluted air. Reduces heat transfer. Severe cases need coil replacement. Damaged microchannel from aggressive cleaning. Wrong chemical or pressure eats the thin aluminum and causes leaks. Treat microchannel gently. Persistent high head on a microchannel condenser. Clean gently and check fan/airflow. The small passages can foul and they're harder to deep clean than round tubes. Charge drift symptoms appearing fast. On a low volume microchannel system, a small leak or a small charging error produces symptoms quicker than the same problem on a high volume tube and fin system. Tech tips and gotchas. Microchannel equals treat it like glass. Gentle pressure, approved cleaner, careful handling. The thin aluminum doesn't forgive a pressure washer or an acid bath. Plan replacement, not repair. For MCHX leaks, carry that expectation into the diagnosis so you quote and schedule correctly instead of chasing an unbrazable aluminum leak. Weigh the charge on low-volume systems. Don't eyeball a microchannel charge. The smaller refrigerant volume punishes guesswork. Watch the environment. Salt air and certain industrial atmospheres attack aluminum. If you're coastal, coated coils and rinsing matter. Conversely, mixed copper-aluminum tube and fin coils corrode galvanically. Know which failure your region tends to produce. Don't mix up the manifolds for return bends. The side headers on microchannel are not something to braze on casually. The whole assembly is engineered as a unit. Safety/code notes. Recover refrigerant per EPA 608 Federal Refrigerant Rules. Subpart F before opening either coil. De-energize and lock out before cleaning. Follow the coil manufacturer's approved cleaning chemicals and methods, especially for microchannel, and use SDS-specified PPV. With a 2L refrigerants, follow the equipment's listed service procedures during any coil work.